Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. A Chicago City Council committee has greenlit a $14.75 million settlement in a wrongful conviction case tied to disgraced former police commander John Burge. James Gibson spent more than 29 years in prison for the murder of two people. Gibson says he was tortured by officers who worked for Burge. His conviction was vacated and charges dismissed in 2019. The settlement still needs full City Council approval. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the $55 billion state budget for the next 12 months into law today. My colleague, Isabella Nieto, reports that budget includes nearly $400 million in cuts to programs and operational costs for state agencies. In his remarks, Pritzker took aim at the Trump administration, saying unstable economic conditions and unpredictable federal funding made it harder to balance a spending plan.
While the Trump administration goes on Fox News lying about being fiscally responsible, Illinois is showing a better way, balancing the budget while maintaining the programs that most people rely on.
Republicans ridiculed the budget, saying it will set Illinois up for failure. The budget goes into effect on July 1st. Chicago's Morgan Park Metro Station is getting nearly $10 billion in upgrades after officials broke ground on the project Monday. The funding comes from Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's Rebuild Illinois Capital Program, which transportation officials say will improve transit access and quality of life for Chicago riders. The 115th Street Metro Station originally opened in 1892. The project will replace the existing platform shelters, create a new plaza and sidewalks, and address stormwater management needs. The Oscars of the food world is happening tonight in Chicago. Top chefs from across the country will gather for the James Beard Awards at the Lyric Opera House. This year, five Chicago restaurants are finalists, including Galit, the Lincoln Park Middle Eastern restaurant that's up for one of the Beard's top honors, Outstanding Restaurant. The sold-out ceremony will be live-streamed online. You're listening to The Rundown. A sea of protesters took over downtown streets on Saturday afternoon for Chicago's No Kings protest against the Trump administration. Tens of thousands of people participated in the peaceful event. They all expressed different reasons for being there. Here are some of their voices.
It says, cancer didn't kill me, Congress will. I'm a cancer survivor, and my cure was funded by NIH. I was a single mom with an 11-year-old little girl, and if I didn't have that 10 years earlier, I would have died in 7 months. I'm proud to be here with all these people because it shows that we are all joining together as Americans. I think it's pretty beautiful. My name is Melissa Quintus.
Oh, scared. All of our uncles, like we have like all of our family, like our older family. Our grocery stores near our area, they're empty. Like people don't go out right now. Everybody's like staying at home. But yeah, my parents came here with nothing. Like the stories they tell us about how they crossed to get here are crazy. And like they can't come here today. And now we have to fight for them. You know what I mean? And that's why we're here. I'm Gabriel Gomez, and I'm from Indiana, East Chicago, Indiana.
Tyranny already begun, with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled. This is from the Declaration of Independence. These are crimes that were committed long ago by a different king that we are unfortunately repeating. I am not much of a protester, but the moment has not been met by any representative, I feel. And there needs to be something that pushes someone to do something. I'm committed to doing that nonviolently, and having a large number of people show up, turn out, peacefully say what they want, the things that offend them. I think we have to try that first before we do anything else. My full name is Brennan Chesley.
Well, I think the current times in America right now should be very heard from a lot of people. I'm sick of this, tons of people are sick of this, and I think that people coming out to show what they think of this and what they and why they care about this is very important to all of us. This is democracy. We all have a part in this. Be kind to others, I don't want no fascists. I'm getting sick of this. And you know, sometimes you know, kids in my grade will follow what their parents say, but it gets to a point.
My name is Mirtala Casey. I'm with Arlo Casey, my son, and my daughter, Renata Casey. I feel very fortunate that I could share this experience with my children so that they understand that it really is, it's the responsibility of all of us as a community, as part of the as citizens of this country.
My name is Charlotte Rose. I live in Chicago.
My name's Amelia. I live in D.C.
Got out to the protest a couple hours ago. We're walking with the crowds and just really wanted to kind of take it all in and see what people are bringing. Like, people are bringing the energy. Seeing the everyone's signs has been great. And lots of cheering, and it's been fun to be a part of.
We've been standing on this corner for like 30 minutes, and it just keeps going.
Energized? I wish I felt more hopeful. I still think there's a lot of, like, it's still really scary out there, and there's a lot of fighting to do, but it definitely is, it's been like a lot of despair. I don't think there's really been an event like this since he's been reelected, and so definitely invigorating.
Just some of the tens of thousands of people who gathered in downtown Chicago on Saturday to protest the Trump administration's policies. They spoke with WBEZ's Sarah Karp. Weather for today, sunny and warm, high near 87, cooler by the lake. Tonight, cloudy, lows near 68. Tomorrow will be hot, clouds and sun, high near 90. Could see some PM thunderstorms, could be severe. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.